Welcome, and thanks for tuning in today to I've Heard That Song Before. I'm your host, Joe Hunter, and today my co-host is Cleveland area saxophonist, composer, and educator, Ernie Krivda.
Hello, Joe Hunter. Here we are, two of the handsomest men in radio. You'll have to take our word for that.
Well, Ernie, you've chosen a wonderful song for us to examine today, the classic Come Rain or Come Shine, music by Harold Arlen and lyrics by Johnny Mercer.
Oh, a great tune it is. A great showstopper.
With lots of bluesy tinges.
Blues and jazz.
Yeah, blues and jazz. Wonderful. And a great lyric. I think Mercer described it as someone sort of talking in a saloon, you know.
It was one of the tunes that comes out of the genre of, you don't know it yet, but you love me. You love me a lot, like I love you a lot. It's a very ardent tune. Is it one of those tunes that should be sung at every wedding because it has the vows in it?
That's such a good point. You never hear this played at weddings, but it should be.
But it should be, yes.
I'm going to love you, come rain or come shine.
Really, for better,
right,
or for worse.
Better, for worse, exactly. Well, I thought we would start out listening to a great jazz blues singer. Came to popularity with the Count Basie Orchestra, and I'm referring to Joe Williams.
Great blues singer. He's a great all-around singer.
Great ballad singer.
Tremendous set of pipes there.
Yep. Mm. Yeah, and a tremendous jazz singer. One of the few singers that can actually scat very well, too.
Yeah, Joe could do it all.
Yep. Well, this is going to be Joe Williams, featured with the Count Basie Orchestra. Mid-1950s, I believe this recording comes from. Very early Joe Williams. So why don't we start there? Let's listen to Joe Williams sing our chosen song of the week. This is Come Rain or Come Shine by Johnny Mercer and Harold Arlen.
I'm gonna love you like nobody's loved you. Come rain or come shine. High as a mountain and deep as a river, come rain or come shine. I guess when you met me, it was just one of those things. But don't ever bet me, 'cause I'm gonna be true if you let me. You're gonna love me like nobody's loved me. Come rain or come shine. Happy together, unhappy together, and won't it be fine? Days may be cloudy or sunny, we're in or we're out of the money, but I'm with you always. I'm with you rain or loved me. Come rain or come shine. Happy together, unhappy together, and won't it be fine? Days may be cloudy or sunny. We're in or we're out of the money. But I'm with you always. I'm with you, rain or shine.
And that was Come Rain or Come Shine, performed by Joe Williams, backed up by the Count Basie Orchestra. No doubt about that. Huh?
Absolutely. Right. A really ardent performance by a great, great singer, able to bring his jazz sensibilities, his blues sensibilities, and he's a great crooner, too.
Oh, yeah.
One of the greatest all-around singers. And I'm not alone in this assessment. Almost all singers, they always say, you know, Joe Williams, you know, he's like, do anything.
Yeah, yeah.
And he shows it here because all of those aspects of his abilities are on display here. Just a wonderful performance.
And a great tune for him, as we were talking. This tune has got such an inherent bluesiness to it. I mean, Arland was one of the most successful at infusing a popular song with the spirit of the blues and jazz.
Yeah, a big influence on his music. He was also a great craftsman who was able to craft especially the great showstopper. And this is one of those examples of them. He was also ahead of the game in terms of his harmonic concept.
You know, he was actually a professional jazz pianist when he started out his career, the son of a cantor.
Mm-hmm.
So he had mournful Jewish sounds in his head and grew up around that, but embarked upon a career as a vocalist and a jazz pianist.
You could see that. And the way the harmonies support this particular tune, it's really beyond clever. Like the modulation on Happy Together, this upward modulation, boom, it just kind of springs out of nowhere. But the word happy with that upward modulation, just kind of like makes it take off and sets up that big rock the house ending that this tune has.
And it sort of starts in a major sound and ends minor.
Exactly.
Again, to bring home that really bluesy drama, you know.
Right.
Well, Ernie, you've chosen a wonderful song for us to listen to today, and I'm talking about Come Rain or Come Shine by Harold Arlen and Johnny Mercer. And we were going to listen to one of the really premier cabaret singers that has emerged in the United States in many, many years, referring to Nancy Lamont, a wonderful, wonderful cabaret singer.
I believe she is the American Edith Piaf to me.
Oh,
she has tremendous emotional intensity. She makes every song just come alive. She kind of grabs you by the front of your shirt and makes you believe. To me, in terms of the contemporary cabaret singer, I think she defines the genre.
And she died rather young, didn't she?
Yes, she did. Yes. She died just as her career was taking off to another level.
Right.
That was very unfortunate.
Well, why don't we listen to Nancy Lamont's take on this song? 1946, we believe this song was written and came out of the show St. Louis Woman.
And the showstopper aspect of this tune is really brought to the fore by her. With a very simple setting, just a rhythm section and trumpet.
Well, let's listen to Nancy Lamont perform our selected tune of this week, Come Rain or Come Shine, music by Harold Arlen, lyrics by Johnny Mercer. You're gonna love me. Nancy Lamott singing Come Rain or Come Shine, music by Harold Arlen, lyrics by Johnny Mercer. And wow, talk about showstopper performance there. The emotional arc of that performance was incredible. It started out like she was whispering in your ear. The intimacy of the first verses, the where it ends. I mean, what an arc.
That is a tremendous example of what is best in the dramatic cabaret style. Her emotional intensity is tremendous at whatever level.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
From that hushed beginning. She has so much weight in her phrasing and her voice.
What a great voice, too. I mean, she's beautiful,
just
exquisite.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. And just when you thought, by the way, that when she ended that tune, that that was it. And then
kicks it up a notch.
Takes it up a notch.
Yeah.
And the very simple setting, a quartet, trumpet and rhythm section, by the way, who do a very, very commendable job, beyond commendable, wonderful job in supporting that tremendous arc of emotion.
I was struck again by Arlen's craftsmanship, and we're talking about the inherent bluesiness of it. Even in a, what I would say, a non-blues voice, you still get that sense, you know? She doesn't have to put in a bunch of
bluesy licks.
Bluesy licks, yeah. If she just sings it straight, it's still got it.
Because it's in the tune.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to continue now with our instrumental version of this wonderful song. One of the great saxophonists of all times, Zoot Sims.
A swinging player who got better as he got older. And this is late Zoot Sims we're going to listen to right here.
So mid-60s?
Could be mid-60s, even a little later. From this point on, he just does some of his best work.
And he's in great company here. This is really one of my favorite Zoot Sims albums. It comes from an album called Somebody Loves Me, and it's great guitarist Bucky Pizzarelli, Milt Hinton on the bass, and Buddy Rich is on drums.
Fine little group that is. Yeah. Yes. Well, you know, Milt Hinton and Buddy Richards are on the rest of this album, but on this particular part of the tune, I guess they were out for some coffee or something.
Well, let's listen to the great Zoot Sims play Harold Arlen and Johnny Mercer's Come Rain or Come Shine. And that's Bucky Pizzarelli on a 7-string guitar. That was tenor saxophonist Zoot Sims performing our selected song this week, Come Rain or Come Shine.
I'm just speechless.
Yeah.
That was so marvelously done. And under the umbrella of intimacy, which was the mood that was set up, tremendous creative momentum and intensity. That was an incredible piece of playing.
Nice accompaniment, too. I mentioned while the music was playing that that's a 7-string guitar. You know, most guitars are six strings, and for our listeners who thought they might have heard a bass on that recording, there really wasn't. He has an extra low string on his guitar.
Right.
It sounds almost like a bass.
And Bucky is a wonderful solo player in his own right.
Yeah.
That was a tremendous performance, and brings to the point to me that I always try to make, I can't see how you can be a jazz player and not be a song player. It's so part of the tradition of the music. Yeah. He begins, he plays the melody courses, which is the first course of the tune. But he paraphrases all through this thing, and there's such tremendous creative momentum on the melody section, the paraphrase, that he just rolls into that second chorus, and it's just like one seamless piece of fabric from beginning to end.
And you know he knows the lyric.
Oh,
you know he knows the shape of this story.
Absolutely.
I mean, he's the storyteller.
He's truly a storyteller and a hell of a blues player, and that's the other part of the thing. If you're not a song player and you don't know about swinging and you can't play the blues, you're not a jazz player.
Yeah.
And all of those elements are so strong in this performance. I just thought that was wonderful.
Yeah, really marvelous. Again, that was Zoot Sims from his album Somebody Loves Me. Well, we're going to hear our final rendition of this great song, Come Rain or Come Shine, performed by one of my favorite performers, a gentleman who had a huge influence on me and one of the more popular performers in the world, Mr. Ray Charles.
One of the great American performers.
Yes, really. And took that sound all over the world. I mean, really impacted all kinds of people. And we mentioned earlier, Ernie, that this came from the show St. Louis Woman. That was the name of the show, the original.
Yes, St. Louis Woman. From. Not necessarily a very famous show or a show that did
successful.
Well.
Successful
in its own right. However, this tune remains.
We were talking on the break about the setting for the lyrics. I guess in the show, there's a woman who's torn between two men, one a club owner and one a gambler or a jockey or something.
A jockey.
Right.
Right. So the jockey is trying to convince this lady whose name is Della that he is the love of her life, whether she knows it or not.
Uh-huh.
You may not know it yet, but I'm the guy for you.
Uh-huh.
Also, remember, he's a jockey. And Johnny Mercer has said that the most important thing for a writer is to find the right mood. And sometimes you wonder how these guys are able to come up with these magnificent pieces over and over and seemingly on demand. Well, they are given the advantage of having a dramatic context. So they're drawing from a situation.
Well, in this case, I think he even uses some betting references.
Exactly.
Aren't they? Right.
But don't ever bet me, because I'm going to be true if you let me. Days may be cloudy or sunny. We're in or we're out of the money.
Oh, Mercer was always just so great.
Poor
vernacular
right.
And just used them so poetically.
And he starts off ardently. He starts off with,
right.
I'm
going
to love you like nobody's loved.
That's it's, pretty strong
that's
way to
right
start.
Off the, right off the bat. And then he builds this thing into this intensely climatic ending.
Well, and this performance that we're going to hear by Ray Charles, you know, really captures the natural momentum that the piece has. I mean, Ray really sinks his teeth into it by the end. He's really crying away there.
Yes, he does. And they got a nice period production going on behind him, which I think really works.
This was recorded right before he left Atlantic Records and was going to ABC Paramount. And usually those Ray Charles records from the Atlantic years were more jazz-oriented, small big band kind of setting with the Raylettes. And here we have a full orchestration.
Well, I think that Ray was a great musician himself and a great orchestrator.
Yes.
And I think he wanted more. And I think he convinced the two partners.
Owners of Atlantic Records.
Right. That this tune needed something big.
Yeah. And it's quite a performance. So let's listen to Ray Charles perform Come Rain or Come Shine. Music by Harold Arlen. Lyrics by Johnny Mercer.
I'm gonna love you like no one's loved you. Come rain or come shine. High as a mountain, deep as a river. Come rain or come shine. I guess when you met me, it was just a one of those things.
The full choir in there too.
Oh.
But don't ever bet me, cause I'm gonna be true. Well, if you let me, you're gonna love me like no one's loved me. Come rain or come shine. Happy together, unhappy together, and wouldn't it be fine? Days may be cloudy or sunny, we're in or we're out of the money, yeah. But I'm with you always. I'm with you, rain or shine. You're gonna love me like nobody's loved me. Come rain or come shine. Happy together, unhappy together, and wouldn't it be fine? Days may be cloudy or sunny, we're in or we're out of the money, yeah. I'm with you always. I'm with you, rain.
And that was the great Ray Charles performing our selected song this week, Come Rain or Come Shine, music by Harold Arlen and lyrics by Johnny Mercer.
You know, Ray could sing The Phone Book and make it happen.
Yeah.
So when you put him with a great piece of music and an imaginative orchestration, the results are what we just heard, which is just tremendous.
They had the choir, we had the strings, nice string writing, by the way.
Simple, but extremely effective. In the middle of the string writing, you hear the baritone saxophone coming in with these little low punctuation, the jazz trombone in the background.
And even the rhythmic momentum had a jazz two-beat feel to it.
Yes, at the end there, he has the voices riffing.
Mm-hmm,
really yeah. Well done.
And, you know, I was actually introduced to the song from that record. My parents had that album in the house, and that's when I was first introduced to Come Rain or Come Shine, was through that Ray Charles
recording.
Well,
that's a good start.
Yes, it is. Making my hair stand up when he really lets loose at the end there, when he goes for that Days May Be Cloudy, that classic Ray Charles sort of crying out.
Well,
you know?
He can bring the blues aspect to the fore.
Like nobody's business.
I know.
You got that right. Well, we've been having a lot of fun examining Come Rain or Come Shine, and we acknowledge this is a very blues-drenched standard.
True enough.
And we like to finish with a bonus track. So I thought we'd find another song that had some of those same characteristics, and I'm referring to Blue and Sentimental.
Oh, yeah.
This song is credited to Mac David and Jerry Livingston, as well as Count Basie.
That was the first time I heard this tune. It was the Basie Band and Herschel Evans doing the famous solo.
Well, we're going to hear it sung today by a vocalist who was featured quite a lot with the Count Basie Orchestra, and I'm referring to Helen Humes, one of the really great jazz and blues singers of all time. And,
oh, yeah.
And this is a record she made with the great Buck Clayton, a trumpet player and arranger. And let me just read some of these great players that are on this record with her. The rhythm section from the Count Basie Orchestra, we have Walter Page on bass,
right.
Papa Joe Jones on drums, Mundell Lowe on guitar.
Right.
On piano, we have a gentleman named Ram Ramirez. Of course, we know from his writing of
Loverman.
Loverman, right. Oh, I mentioned John Hardy. You said something on the break. John Hardy was featured with
Fats Domino.
What?
Many of the great jazz tenor players of this particular era found their place in
rhythm and blues
mm-hmm. bands at the outset of the rhythm and blues rock and roll flourish.
Mm-hmm. Well, this record was recorded in 1947. It was on the Mercury label. So why don't we listen to Helen Humes, backed by Buck Clayton, who also did the arrangements on this record.
That's a great trumpet player.
Oh, yeah.
And a wonderful writer, too.
Yeah. Doesn't get as much acclaim.
Very underrated. Yes. Shamefully underrated.
Yes. This is Helen Humes performing Blue and Sentimental.
There's the reference to Herschel Evans. Helen Humes performing Blue and Sentimental. See, I really like that.
Yeah.
That was really neat. She's terrific.
Oh, isn't
yeah.
she?
Kind of sounds like yeah. that decade before. I love that.
Yeah. Oh, she's wonderful. She's obviously got some great blues chops, too.
Tremendous. It's almost like she's a bridge between mm-hmm. the blues yet pop kind right. of crossover that influenced Dinah Washington
right.
in later years.
Yes. And I really enjoyed all the playing, too. Really nice piano playing. I'm not really familiar with Ram Ramirez's accompaniment, but I was really enjoying what he was doing there, too.
Oh, I thought that was a great performance. Just marvelously done. Just so heartfelt and on the money.
Mm-hmm.
This was a great set of performances today.
Well, Blue and Sentimental was our bonus track. It's kind of a standard with a lot of bluesy characteristics to it. Very much like our featured song today, Come Rain or Come Shine. And boy, we had a lot of fun listening to a wide variety of wonderful performances of that. We started with Joe Williams and then continued with Nancy Lamont. We heard Zoot Sims and we finished with Ray Charles.
I was enthralled by each of them. Harold Arlen would be smiling.
And Mercer, I think, would be happy.
Both to be smiling.
Absolutely. Well, we've had a lot of fun today listening to Come Rain or Come Shine. Again, that's music by Harold Arlen, words by Johnny Mercer. And I'd like to thank our co-host for being here today, Cleveland saxophonist, composer, and educator Ernie Krivda. Thanks again, Ernie.
Always a pleasure.
And we look forward to the next visit. You've been listening to I've Heard That Song Before. I'm your host, Joe Hunter, and we'll see you next week. Thank you.
Coming up on 5 Minute News, I'm Anthony Davis. You might think it's partisan because maybe it's critical of one side or the other, but it's not. It's just the truth. And I think that's also something that's kind of unusual for Americans listening to the radio or to podcasts, because the news landscape in the States has been so partisan for so many decades. So 5 Minute News is verified, truthful, independent, unbiased, and essential world news daily.